Investigators from the House Energy and Commerce Committee will be in Houston this week to learn more about how the Arthur Andersen Company destroyed documents related to the Enron Corporation. A top Senate Democrat says the accounting firm could face criminal charges if it tried to obstruct justice in the collapse of the energy trading company. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Arthur Andersen has acknowledged that individuals in the firm destroyed a significant number of Enron documents last fall. Now there's a report those individuals were acting at the direction of an Andersen attorney. Time magazine says the attorney sent a memo to Andersen employees October 12th, instructing them to destroy all but the most basic work papers connected to the Enron audit. That instruction would have come just 4 days before Enron issued its third quarter report, in which the company revealed losses of $618 million. Andersen admits in a statement there were internal communications that raised questions, but the company declined to elaborate. Senator Joseph Lieberman said on CBS such an instruction to Andersen auditors may well be criminal.
This kind of memo to destroy documents raises very serious questions about whether obstruction of justice occurred here. That's not for me to make a judgment on now. Obviously, I don't know enough about it. But if this memo was what it looks like, I'm afraid that the folks at Arthur Andersen could be on the other end of an indictment before this is over.
Enron's attorney said last week it's important not to let the Washington scandal machine take over, but it may already be too late for that. The White House has tried to distance itself from the Enron fiasco, but two cabinet secretaries acknowledge they were contacted by Enron's chairman in the midst of the company's downfall. Those contacts, which apparently began in late October, put the administration in a delicate position. If it tried to help Enron, it might appear to be showing favoritism to a generous campaign contributor. On the other hand, if, as the White House claims, aides took no action, the administration could appear irresponsible. California Congressman Henry Waxman has written to both the Commerce and Treasury secretaries, asking why the administration did nothing to mitigate the harm of the Enron bankruptcy to thousands of its employees and shareholders. Commerce Secretary Don Evans said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, by the time Enron Chairman Kenneth Lay called him, October 29th, the company's troubles were well known and the damage was already done.
So I didn't feel like I was privy to any information that was suggesting to me the company was going to collapse. Most of the value of the company, as far as the shareholders was concerned, was already gone.
At the time, Enron's stock had fallen from a high of more than $80 a share to around $15. Since then, the stock has continued to fall. It's now worth less than a dollar. Evans says if he had intervened in late October with a credit rating agency, as Enron wanted, even more investors might have lost money.
If I had have stepped in and made a call, what do I say to the lady who bought the stock that day, that put her life savings into the stock that day when it was $10 a share? And guess what? 30 days later, they were bankrupt. What do I say to her?
Some of the biggest losers in Enron's collapse were the company's employees, who had much of their retirement plan invested in Enron stock. Those employees were barred from selling stock for a short time last fall while the plan changed administrators. Employees also may have been discouraged from selling stock by management memos, which were claiming as late as August that Enron had bright prospects. At the same time, executives were selling some of their own stock. Between 1999 and last summer, Chairman Lay unloaded Enron shares for more than $101 million. Attorney Bill Larrack, who's suing Lay and others on behalf of Enron shareholders, told ABC this is one of the most massive securities fraud cases he's ever seen.
$101 million of stock by a CEO or chairman of a company is a huge bailout, especially when it's compared to what's happening to the workers inside the company who are losing everything and who aren't on the inside knowing the profits have been falsified and the company is failing.
Given Enron's close ties to the Bush administration, some Democrats in Washington see an opportunity for political gain. But Democratic Senator Carl Levin told ABC he's more concerned about investigating Enron and Andersen than what may have gone on at the White House.
The public has been burnt here. Democrats, Republicans, and independents have been hurt. So this is going to be a bipartisan investigation, as it should be.
Congressional Democrats have to be careful about pointing fingers. Although the majority of Enron's large campaign contributions went to Republicans, when the company was on the rise, it gave plenty of money to Democrats as well. Scott Horsley, NPR News.